This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Hardly a day passes when somebody doesn't call the front desk and say, I heard Scott talking about that $32 an hour deal. Give me that number again. So I'm going to say the number really slow just to save the team at the front office a few calls today. But I understand why you're calling, because you're hearing about Polar Service Center, this great company, great benefits. You're hearing about jobs that pay up to $32 an hour for technicians, tank welders, fabricators, testers. If you do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, you do welding, fabricating, certified tank inspector. And the idea of making up to $32 an hour sounds pretty darn good. Call Adam at 701-495-0997. So one more time, that number, 495-0997 at Polar Service Center, Williston, Kildare, Billings, and some 30 locations throughout North America by the largest tank trailer manufacturer. We have an abbreviated version of the talk radio town hall today, so we're going to get right to that with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's on our newsmaker line and welcoming your calls. Congressman Cramer, what did you think of President Trump's address to a joint session last night?
Fantastic. Out of the park, grand slam, nailed it. I'm just so glad that he's our president.
What was different about last night? Why are we all having the reaction like that? And I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Why?
Yeah, let me tell you from my perspective, having sat through several in a row now. No apologies for America. Instead of being beaten down and told about how bad we are as a country and how awful our history is, and we had this optimistic, bold, futuristic, aspirational, dream big challenge coming from somebody who knows how to make big dreams come true. And it was just so refreshing to have a person who's done it and who's challenging us to do it. And by the way, challenging everybody, he wasn't just telling Democrats, shape up. He was telling all of us, we campaigned on certain things. We made promises to the American people. I'm keeping my promises, and you better get about the business of keeping yours. And yet he dares to challenge us to dream big. And Scott, let's face it, for a long time, the aspirations that the president for the previous 8 years would throw out work. How you could be a better victim. How you can be entitled to more of somebody else's productivity. How the government can take better care of you. And here's Donald Trump saying, we want a safety net, but this is how we're going to put America back on top. First, we become leaders again, and then we exercise our leadership in the world. And it was just so refreshing and so optimistic.
How much of the reaction about last night that is favorable towards Trump from even Trump supporters saying, look, I voted for him, I liked it, but that was incredible, unbelievable, I'm hopeful again for America. How much of our reaction is that we didn't get Donald Trump through the filter of any media last night? I mean, a lot of what we know about Donald Trump has been through the filter of the media, right? He sends out a tweet, yeah. and they tell us what we're supposed to think about the tweet. Right. Anything he does, they analyze it 58 ways to Sunday, whereas last night was just him wall to wall. I mean, do you think the filter being removed is a big part of this?
I think it's a very big part of it. And I think it was such a breakout last night because not just because it's direct to the American people, but because it's a huge crowd. So in other words, the tweet, when he tweets directly to people, that has an impact. When he goes to and fills a stadium or an arena and he speaks directly to people, that has an impact. But there's no impact like live television being covered on every station in the country and several around the world, and him for 1 hour, unfiltered, unedited, just not being a lot different than he usually is. These were like new themes. This wasn't like suddenly, Donald Trump got religion. This is exactly who he is. granted, in a grander stage, in a more traditional format. And I think the big part is it's unfiltered, unedited, and the talking heads afterwards. But by the way, just, full confession, former members of Congress also have access to the floor. So Joe Scarborough.
I saw him, yeah.
Joe, he was there. He might have been, next to Nancy Pelosi, the most miserable human being in the room. Of course, he's been miserable for a long time as I've watched him on Morning Joe. They sort of chuckle and sort of laugh off Donald Trump with this sort of nervous laughter, which really is disguised as fear. I mean, it's not really humor. It's disguised as fear. And last night, I think he was terrified that this guy really is the president. He really does keep his promises, and he really does speak directly to the American people, and you really don't need to turn on MSNBC anymore to be told how to think.
Before I go to the calls that are stacking up here, I want to get your reaction to news that just happened. Ryan Zinke, former colleague of yours in the House from Montana, has now been confirmed as the Interior Secretary. Is that good for North Dakota?
It's very good. I had a lot of time with Ryan last night. He was still a member of the House last night, so I sat by him. We talked a long time. I did a little selfie with him just outside the chambers. It's illegal to do it in the chambers, but we did outside the chambers and just tweeted that out. It's very good. He understands the West. He understands natural resources and how to properly employ them and use them. Ryan understands federal land ownership issues very well. He's an American hero. He's a former SEAL Team 6 member, Navy SEAL extraordinaire, and just a real straight shooter, a law and order sort of guy. We talked a lot last night about the BIA and then the federal officers that are down at Standing Rock right now, and what plans he might have going forward. It was quite encouraging, shall we say, just very encouraging.
All right, some calls. Ken in North Carolina, we'll start with you for Congressman Kramer. What's on your mind, Ken?
Yeah, I think the Democrats put the nail in their coffin when Trump introduced his new voice program on victims, and then introduced the four victims of the violent crimes from illegal aliens in those sanctuary cities that should have been deported many times, and all the Democrats could do was groan. That was deplorable.
No, great point. I thought it was a defining moment. And here's the thing, getting back to Scott's original point about the filter. Here's the other thing, and I thought of Scarborough a lot last night. I had a good view of him throughout this. The last thing liberals want is for Donald Trump to be able to put a human face and human stories to what's happening, because liberals look at the immigration situation and it's all theoretical to them, and then they make themselves feel good by sort of romanticizing and pretending the ugly side that doesn't exist. And that way they can drive wedges between people and between races and various categories of people. They couldn't do that last night because we were all confronted with the reality of a policy that not only ignores violent criminals who are here illegally as a condition, a problem, it protects them. It protected them for all. This is what sanctuary cities are all about, protecting criminal element. And when he exposed that with those stories, it was a game changer in my view.
They also confirmed that Obama's number one undisputed accomplishment was him decimating the Democratic Party by losing over 1,200 local, state, and federal elected positions. So,
We got a good view of why they are the minority. Yeah, you're right.
Boy, and folks are not happy with the childish reactions at all. Chris, on the road for Congressman Kramer, go ahead. Are you there, Chris? All right, let me try Mike, Northern Minnesota. Go ahead.
Good morning, distinguished congressman.
Hi, Mike.
Anyway, I watched part of it last night, and I thought, boy, the Democrats were sitting a lot, and that's why they didn't get elected last time. They have to get off their backside and get something done and work together. I know the Republicans didn't work with them when Obama was in, but we were working for wrong goals back then. We have something to shoot for.
No, that's right. And there are many things. There were many things they stood for as well. And putting people back to work, putting American products as a priority, infrastructure. You know, there were a lot of things they stood for, but many they did not. But by the way, did you notice how poorly several of them were dressed as well? I mean, it is a syndrome. There is no question. There is a disease associated with the notion that a bunch of women would wear bad-looking white pantsuits in solidarity with Hillary Clinton to celebrate her loss. You cannot get that weird.
And then Mr. Schumer said, you know, it was just a speech. But he didn't even talk to Russia, and that was all true. How could that be?
Yeah, no, right. That's right. No,
Congressman.
Yep, thank you.
We have a question about Senator Heitkamp and whether or not she stood at all. One texter says, not sure if you noticed Senator Heitkamp standing and clapping when Trump said they were getting the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone Pipeline built. One Democrat at least stood for that. I saw that, forget who, Political or somebody reported on that. I didn't actually see it. And then another asked, did our Senator Heidi join the embarrassing show on the Democrats that the Democrats put on? So we'll give you a chance to address that when we come back, Congressman Kramer. And more calls, welcome to 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Remember when you were told that you could keep your doctor and keep your plan. We now know that all of those promises have been totally broken. Obamacare is collapsing, and we must act decisively to protect all Americans.
At attacked Donald Trump last night on Obamacare, and it's one of the reasons that Congressman Cramer has to leave us a little bit early today, because it's time to roll up the sleeves and roll out the repeal and replacement efforts. What did you hear last time from the president on Obamacare, and what's job one now?
Yeah, so Scott, really important part of the speech, and I was grateful because he did exactly what I told several media outlets I thought he would do. And that is, he basically outlined the House Republican repeal replacement plan that we can do under budget reconciliation, that is to say, with this filibuster proof that can pass with 51 votes. So while it's not a complete, pulling it out by the roots repeal, because that's going to take 60 senators, he basically outlined the Republican plan, the one that I've been talking about, the one that we had last week when we had a roundtable with Dr. Burgess and the one that's in the blueprint. So, and the reason that was important, Scott, was because there are Republicans with divergent views. That's part of our strength. But at the same time, there are some that want to do more, and there are some that are concerned about it. They're wringing their hands because they can't take the pressure at their town halls. And it was important for the president to weigh in and say, okay, guys, I'm keeping my promises. You get about the business of keeping yours, and I'll have your back. So I thought it was perhaps, while not the longest applause line of the night, it was perhaps substantively the most important aspect of the speech was, reminding us as Republicans, we made promises, and we better be keeping them.
I was surprised at the robust applause on the Dakota Access and Keystone Pipeline mention. And a listener wanted to know if Senator Heitkamp had stood for that and applauded for that. Again, I saw Politico or somebody reference the fact that she did, and I understand you were not too far from her. How is she striking that balance between a lot of Democrats staying in their seats and knowing that she's up for re-election and has to kind of ride that line? How would you describe her action?
Well, yeah. So I had a pretty good view of several of the class of 2012 Senate Democrats. That is to say, the Democrats from Trump states, and they were all sitting sort of in a row. And they, let's just say, they stood more often than other senators, Democratic senators did, more often than Chuck Schumer's cues, shall we say. But, to be honest, it wasn't like a focus of mine to see how Senator Heitkamp or others responded. But I know John Tester and Joe Manchin and others from that class were all sitting together and clearly wanting to be seen supporting the Trump agenda by their constituents back home. I do think, though, they are, getting back to your filter point, they're not fooling a lot of people. I mean, Chuck Schumer is still their leader. When it comes time to need 60 votes, they need to all be there. And if they come up with 59 on a regular basis, no one's going to be fooled by that. So they're in a tough spot, Scott. They're in a very tough spot.
Myron, on the road, a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a trucker, and I wanted to know if there's a chance of some of the regulations that went along with the transportation bill last year that got passed in that are going to be taken out, such as the ELOG thing, stuff, because I'm an old trucker, and I'm not using the computer stuff yet.
We do not have the best connection with you, Myron, but I did get that you're a truck driver and that you're concerned about the e-log, if that helps, Kevin.
Yeah, and I am as well, Myron, so thanks. I didn't get a lot of it, but I think I got that much of myself. And I think Myron's asking specifically, is Trump prepared to sort of repeal some of those things that were in that bill that passed, or the transportation bill that passed, such as the e-logs and other things? I've always tried to differentiate between big trucking and little trucking, and that's probably an unfair way to characterize it, but clearly trucking's like any industry. The large corporate players don't mind regulations because it makes it difficult for entrepreneurial trucking companies and small trucking companies to compete. It's just like banks or energy companies or anybody else. They can always, the big guys can always afford to comply. And so what you really do is crush the little guy. And that's what some of this does. I don't know, Myron, what the status or likelihood is of overturning some of that stuff, but it is something that we're aware of and continue to monitor and work on going forward. So I'm concerned about a lot of it. You know, it's interesting. I'm trying to get a better grip, Myron, on, you know, the e-logs, for example, electronic logging. Even if it's, besides being expensive and cumbersome, if it's not foolproof, I don't even really know what the advantage is. I've been hearing things lately where it can be manipulated by the owners, it can be manipulated by the drivers. And if it's not a more secure system, we should be reconsidering it all around.
Myron, call again when we got a better connection, and we'll try and go to the next level of questions for you. John in Grand Forks for Congressman Kramer. Next, go ahead.
Hey, hello.
Hi, John.
I just got a question on the healthcare deal. I think they need to get a control on the actual cost, because if I walk in there and I have insurance, I get charged one thing. A person behind me walks in there, no insurance, they get charged a different deal. So, I mean, it's just like walking in a grocery store. If the person in front of me got a better deal than I do, that's not fair. So I think if healthcare ever works, that has to be really looked at.
Boy, John, I could not agree more. And if any plan that doesn't try to bend the cost curve of the healthcare itself, if you can tell I'm outside, I'm walking to my next meeting here. Anyway, if it doesn't bend the cost curve down, all we're doing is transferring costs. So that's why higher education is so expensive. It's why healthcare has been so expensive, because you get these third-party payers and you separate the consumer from the cost. And, supply-side economics just kicks in, and you have gross inflation. So that's why one of the big arguments, you guys, among the Republican family is, and you hear Rand Paul talk about this a lot, is that Republicans are willing to have a safety net. And the president talked about this last night, the use of tax credits, that is a subsidy, not a deduction like liberals like to call it, a subsidy that's given not to the insurance company. If you give a $1,000 subsidy to an insurance company, your insurance went up $1,000. You did nothing to bring down costs. You just made insurance companies rich, which is why they love Obamacare, those that are still in it. So you have to get to the cost issue, and by giving the subsidy to the patient to purchase what they want, just by virtue of marketplace economics, you bring the cost curve down. Now, some people say, well, that's a new entitlement. Well, it's not a new entitlement because they already have entitlement. But it's at least a more efficient, patient, and consumer-centric solution. So, good thought.
All right.
John,
we will pick these questions up next week with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Great day in America.
You've had more of your reaction to last night's speech after this. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with PF Imagewear discussing the far-reaching impact of a work accident.
Something we don't often think of, and that's the far-reaching impact that an accident has. You've got, obviously the personal impact is huge physically, but there's also a lot of mental and emotional trauma with that. You've got your friends that are impacted by that, your community. And, we live and work in North Dakota, so we understand how small community works. And if you know somebody that's been in an accident, it has pretty large ramifications. There's also financial strain both on employers and on individuals. Really, the untold story is who else is affected by this.
Learn practices and procedures to protect yourself. Register for one of three electrical safety courses now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders. For that reason, we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border.
Oh, that was a big roar, wasn't it? Build that wall. Build that wall. I didn't hear that chant, but everything else was pretty amazing. From Donald Trump last night. What'd you think? Last chance to weigh in here at 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 226-8503 or yours truly at 367-2054. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for some Wednesday Wheels action from our friends at Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Your chance to hear about, take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. And the deals that they bring us are pretty amazing. And what they know about them, the mileage, you know, all those things, pretty incredible. So we have, well, I'll tweet this out so you can see it. Otherwise, it's at their website as well. You can find it at PucklitchValleyCity.com, PucklitchValleyCity.com. But it's a 2012 GMC Sierra 2500 crew cab. Todd's a big fan of the crew cab. See, he's a convert now.
I've got a GMC Sierra, and I do love mine.
I know you do. And this one has the Duramax diesel engine. It is a one-owner local trade, 90,000 miles on it, heated and cooled leather seats, all the bells and whistles. It's a pulling machine for hauling stock trailers and campers, the boat, and stylish enough for a night on the town, too. Brand new, we're talking a $70,000 vehicle today, priced at $37,657. That's $1,300 off today only on the Wednesday Wheels right here on What's on Your Mind. So check it out at PucklitchValleyCity.com or see it for yourself. Take advantage of this great deal and tell them Scott sent you right in there to check it out. And, of course, it's Pucklitch Valley City that has this. There's the Pucklitch location in Bismarck. You know about that as well. But we're talking the home for Chevy in North Dakota. Friends at Pucklitch. Wednesday Wheels. There you go. Jeff in Jamestown wants to talk about the speech last night. What did you think of it, Jeff?
It was all right. Kind of the same old stuff. But I have a request. It's been 4 months since the election now. Can we quit talking about Hillary and Obama? Are we done with that? Can that be let go now?
When you say, can we quit talking about that? Who do you hear talking about it a lot?
Those two are gone, so we need to quit hashing what they did or didn't do. I don't care. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, they're ancient history.
All right. So but we can move on from that now. If the Democrats don't want to come along in this ride, why do we got to keep placating to them? Run them over and get moving forward. Do what you're going to do. They have the House, the Senate, the presidency, all of it. Why do we keep placating to the Dems? Leave them behind. If this guy wants to be in charge, be in charge. Let's move forward. I don't know why we're wasting time. But I'm waiting. I need a lot of medical things, and he told me cheaper and better. And I want cheaper and better.
And if the Democrats are on board with cheaper and better, great. If not, the heck with them.
If they're not, leave them behind. I don't care. I'm tired of wasting time. We've had 8 years and fooled around. I've had to bend and go along this. Fine. I don't got time to waste. If they don't want to be on board, leave them behind. If you guys are absolutely right, if Trump is absolutely right, then let's move forward. And we'll work as we go. No more fooling around, right?
Well, I agree. I think we're being a little bit unrealistic to think, week five, the magic wand, everything's done. It doesn't. You don't undo like Obama overnight. Your sentiment is a good one to say, I don't care about who won or who lost or whatever. We are where we are. Just get stuff done. I think that.
That's right. And I'm going to hold everybody's feet to this. Cheaper and better. And my tax break, too, because I farm. I'm about ready to go over the edge. Unless commodities come around, I could use a little tax help on this. So, the quicker the better. I don't want to hear 18 or the next election cycle, any of that crap. The Dems don't want to help out, leave them behind. Let's get moving forward. The sooner the better. Right?
Let us know if you agree or disagree with Jeff in Jamestown. Pretty no-nonsense approach on it. Thank you, Jeff. We had a call. We didn't get a chance to play it for Congressman Kramer because he had to go to that Obamacare meeting. But I have to say, in all the time that I've done shows like this, I don't recall a lot of calls like this sort of saying, hey, you were right, I was wrong. But listen to this. Roll on.
I have a statement I have to make to to Kevin. And that's I was very angry with him when he endorsed Trump before the primaries. I was very angry with him. But now I want to apologize. He knew more about Trump than I did, and I think he was an excellent choice, and I'm glad Trump is our president, and I'd like to say I'm sorry, Kevin. Bye. Thanks.
Stellar.
That never happened to any. That doesn't happen. Does that happen?
Wow.
Hey, I was mad at you. I was angry, and now I'm sorry. To a politician? Wow. That is pretty amazing.
Most people wouldn't even admit that out loud to themselves, let alone to somebody else, let alone on the radio.
Kevin Kramer was one of the first 10 members of Congress that supported Donald Trump. Maybe top 8. I can't remember the exact number, but a low number in the House. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm just calling in a little bit of response to Jeff. I apologize. I didn't hear the whole part. I just got my car. But there's also a whole other side of people thinking, you know what, let's just let this thing implode on its own so the Democrats could, be holding the ball for this. Because no matter what Trump does, even if he gives them platinum and they paid for silver, it's never going to be good enough. Jeff, you just got to do it on your own, my friend.
I think I might have lost you, though. So you're saying it's smart strategy just to take your time, and if the Democrats don't come along, then you blame them?
Well, I don't think we need to blame anybody. The law's in place, right? It's already there. But they're now saying that there's all this outcry that people say it's so good, Obamacare is this and that, and they're not even admitting the truth. And, he's already did an executive order to stop people from being taxed for not having insurance. Just if they wanted to, which they're not going to do, is let it implode, because that's the Democrats own it. I mean, he is honestly trying to do something good for the country and for insurance and for all of us, but yet you got the naysayers that won't give him an ounce of credit for trying to fix it.
Yeah, interesting point. Although I do think Trump, if you run on, we're going to repeal, we're going to replace, it's going to be better, and you don't do it, even if it's because the Democrats aren't willing to come along to help you fix it, the person in charge ends up with the lion's share of the blame. But I also agree with you, and your thought on that, Henry, as well. I don't understand how Democrats can continue to want to. Why wouldn't you want to say it needs to be fixed? I mean, again, what is the most black and white simple fact of Obamacare? The costs went up. Okay, so the there was less affordability. It costs you more to pay insurance, and you got a worse deal on the deductibles and all that. So the care was not as good, and it costs you more. Who in the world defends that?
Right, and I'm not saying Trump don't fix it. I'm saying let him feel what the old saying was, the burn. Let these socialists feel what they really bought and then fix it. Have it in place, but let them feel the burn. I mean, if these people don't believe that it's bad, which, of course, we all know it is, just like you did a great job explaining, let them feel the burn. And then fix it. I'm not saying don't fix it. Yes, he's got to fix it to be what he promised, and we all want him to fix it. But I'm sick of this 30-40% of naysayers, you know, holding on to this. It is a disaster.
Good points, Henry. Thanks for the call. Mandan, next. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I want to just mention the gentleman from Jamestown. He's completely right about leaving the Democrats behind. But what I think he's trying to say is, Trump kind of went towards them, you know, Congress has to work together. Maybe he should have said Congress will work together. And then when they don't want to come along, you know, he offered. And then that's what the gentleman of Jamestown meant, is just forget it. You guys could just stay there or else you could come along.
But Fisher cut bait, just decide and move on.
Right.
Well, certainly they're going to spend the next 4 years with Heidi and Obama, or Hillary, rather, and Obama as the flags they're going to wave. Well, it didn't work last time. Why would that work again?
Right.
Better get the act together if they're going to ever get back.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Texter says, absolutely amazing, the speech last night. Spoken from someone who truly loves America, wants to put America first. So glad to hear someone other than Obama's liberal agenda giving out free handouts and finally getting something done. Build that wall. Get oil flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another texture. If the Democrats don't quit their whining, they will get another beating in the midterm elections, worse than the one they got in November 2016. I do think there's political peril in this little stunt. I do. Another texture. The whole point of Obamacare was so to fail so that it goes to single-payer government-controlled health care. That's what the Democrats want. That was the plan for all of this, to fail. Texter, I'm so proud of our new president. As Chris Wallace said last night, he became the president. We saw Donald Trump. We saw the same Donald Trump we saw in Bismarck here. He loves his country and his God. What a refreshing breath of fresh air. The Democrats proved to me last night that they care about every American man, woman, and child. They do not... I'm having trouble with this one. The Democrats proved to me last night they care. He's about every American man and woman and child. They're about making a scene and being noticed having tantrums. My 4-year-old grandson has more respect and common sense than I saw demonstrated last night by the Democrats. Okay, I got it finally. Took me a while. Lacking a little punctuation there, but I hear you. Hugo and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to comment about the wall. I think they can build a wall all they want, but how is somebody else going to pay for it? That's what I don't understand. It's like your neighbor coming to you and telling you, hey, Todd, I'm tired of your kids getting into my yard, but I got a solution. I'm going to build a fence around my house. Well, you're
going to
pay for it.
Well, again, that's to be determined. I think we need to know. I think he has some creative ideas with Mexico, who truly are responsible for a lot of the drugs and everything coming in because of the lack of a porous border. So,
yeah, maybe I don't want to see their country, so
make them pay.
Maybe I will pay for it.
Thanks, Hugo.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Would you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Jobs and wages for Americans, to strengthen our nation's security, and to restore respect for our laws. If we are guided by the well-being of American citizens, then I believe Republicans and Democrats can work together to achieve an outcome that has eluded our country for decades.
Donald Trump last night in the address to the nation before a joint session of Congress. Last chance to weigh in at 800-228-0550. I see Joe Manchin standing here on the video feed. I'm standing up. Let's see. be energy related. Right?
We have cleared the way for the construction of the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines.
Nice applause. Nice applause.
Thereby creating tens of thousands of jobs, and I've issued a new directive that new American pipelines be made with American steel.
I'm watching the C-SPAN feed here, and it shows him. Mike, oh, there's Senator Heitkamp. Yeah, she's standing. Many of her colleagues around her are not standing, however. And she forced one fellow to stand up, and he only did so he could hear what she was saying. I think she was saying, "Stand up, you dummy! Come on, stand up! Stand with me here!" But I couldn't quite lip read. Have you seen any of those lip reading exercises with the inauguration, Todd? They're absolutely hilarious. Have you seen that? I forget the site that does that, but the kids get a big kick out of it. Dad, look at this! You got to see this! But yeah. It's very childish. It's not presidential at all, but if you need a good laugh, it's not bad. Okay, let's see here. Daryl in Watford City, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Daryl.
Oh, I just wanted to respond to that gentleman wondering how they'd get your neighbor to build a fence if their kids were coming over. Well, if your kids are sneaking over and selling drugs and doing all kinds of crimes, drinking beer, and you have that on videotape and you go present it to your neighbor and say, keep it in your own yard, he'll probably kick in on paying for that fence. And that's pretty much what Trump's going to do. He's going to cut off the billions that NAFTA screwed America out of. And I believe they're going to have a negotiation and that fence will be built. Thank you.
I do, too. It's called the art of the deal. I just say stay tuned. Just watch. And you know what's really amazing about Donald Trump? Chris Berg, from a point of view, had a meeting today, so he couldn't come on at this time like he sometimes does. But he did something last week where the president addressed the gathering of conservatives, known as CPAC. He went back 10 years to Trump at CPAC. And guess what? Donald Trump, every time he's gone there, has talked about making America great again, has talked about... The guy's very consistent. None of this stuff is new and pulled out of thin air. He has been very consistent about what he plans to do, what he proposed. He was elected, in the case of the wall, he's saying build a wall and Mexico, we'll get Mexico to pay for it. We're not going to pay for it. Watch. I wouldn't just automatically dismiss and suggest it's not going to happen. I'd watch. I think it could happen,
Completely agree. And, they might not pay for 100% of it, but they're going to pay for it one way or another.
Appreciate the call, Daryl. Thank you. All right, last chance, folks, 258-0550 or text 226-8503 or 367-2054. Eric emails, hey, that caller that apologized to Congressman Kramer either needs a pack of Cloverdale bacon or you need to get her on the phone with Kramer. That'd be priceless. How about both? Maybe we ought to try both. We'll give Scott Russell a call and say, hey, how about some Cloverdale bacon? And next week, I flag that call to play for Congressman Kramer, because I'm guessing members of Congress don't get calls like that very often. Pretty incredible. Eric, I share your love of bacon. Anybody who sends me an email in the subject line that says, you missed the bacon, chances are I'm going to read the email, Todd. You know what I'm saying? Bacon in the email.
It does get your attention, doesn't
bacon
it?
Bacon in the subject line.
Bacon. And,
exactly right. Texter says, it sounds like Trump is setting up those that are opposed to him. Setting them up. How so? He is looking like a rose, and they are looking like manure in the garden. Or maybe smelling like manure in the garden. Yeah. And that could be. The whole point of Obamacare was to fail so that if it goes to single payer controlled by the government, the Democrats get their way. Somebody else said something similar earlier. Good points. Yeah, good points. All right, a couple more calls. Center North Dakota. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just need to call in. I voted for Bill Clinton. And before I even got out of the booth, he was president. I voted for Bush and which was a very big mistake thinking about it. I voted for Barack Obama twice. I did not vote for Bill or for Trump, or I would not vote for Hillary Clinton. I am encouraged by Mr. Trump for president. I'm sitting back to see if he keeps his word. I'm trying to remember when the last time a president kept his word. I was impressed with Trump and what he says. And
didn't vote for him, but you're keeping an open line. Good for you. Gary Dickinson, just a quick headline. Give me your best one line.
Just an observation on the address last night. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to vote for whoever I think does the best job.
How do you
but
do?
I was very disappointed with...
disappointed. All right, you got to call back. We got to go. MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.